The Morning Mix at Night
is previously recorded.
Because right now, the Morning Mix is in bed.
WTMX FM and HD1 Skokie, Chicago.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Charging for tomorrow. Plug into what happened today.
You better get ready.
It's the Morning Mix at Night. Weeknights 11 to midnight on today's Variety 101.9 The Mix.
Cry. I heard you begging for life. Run.
Chris Tanicki from the Morning Mix, and believe it or not, we actually ran out of ideas.
That's actually accurate.
Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just replay one from this morning.
Yeah. I bet that one was better.
Yeah, well, right now, you can decide for yourself. It's the Morning Mix Daily Replay on 101.9 The Mix.
My wife got a flat on Saturday, and I encouraged her to watch the video that goes along with the air pump we have, because it has that foam air tire filler thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, she watched the video, pumped up the tire, everything was fine, all good, took it in and got it fixed, everybody's good. All good to go.
Okay.
Until the next nail gets in that tire. I don't know. It almost feels like someone is going out in front of her car and laying them down. Like, or she's robbing banks and I don't know it. And she's hitting these strips, you know? I don't know.
I've seen that in movies. I hope that's not what's happening.
Yeah.
I hope not.
You watched a video and it taught you what? Oh, where did I go? Oh, no, Beth. Good morning.
Hey, Joey.
Hi, Beth. What happened? What did you watch?
So I watched two different videos, but I learned how to replace the screens in my sliding doors, and I did two of those. And then I learned how to replace the fill valve in your toilet that, like, fills the water back up.
Oh,
so
amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. I just got mildly confused in the studio because the screen just says screen and toilet videos. I'm like, she put a screen on her toilet? What's going on? I, too, had to watch a screen video. And you really do feel accomplished when you're done because you're like, this wasn't so bad at all.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And then the water valve on the toilet, that's a little more of a, working with water is more of a nerve-wracking one.
True.
Were you nervous at all or did you feel really confident?
I was, because I couldn't get the water to fully turn off at the base of the toilet, so I ended up having to turn the water off to the house, and I was afraid once I turned it back on, if I didn't do it right, I would be in serious trouble with
my
water.
Mm-hmm. But everything's working fine. You put the screen door on the bathroom, and now you can use it just fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's perfect. Why not?
You got to call people, too, and let them know when you do that stuff.
Absolutely.
Either it's like your mom, dad, husband.
Yeah, somebody.
You know what I just did?
You're not gonna believe it.
You know,
a lot of people just do it on the internet now. They're supposed to do it on Instagram. You know what I did all by myself? Hi, Allison. Boy, you had a little bit of work on the lawnmower?
Yeah, my lawnmower wasn't working properly, and after some research, I felt like the internet told me it needed an oil change, so I watched a YouTube video and conducted an oil change on my lawnmower.
Whoa. Wow. You worked on a combustion engine. That's crazy. And how did it work out?
It worked out okay. I may or may not have done things accurately, but the lawnmower was working better, and I haven't had an issue since.
Look at this.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Look at that.
Done enough.
That's amazing. It's well enough. Yeah, I like that. And Christine, this actually sounds a little scary, but you had to do a little something with your e-reader?
Yeah, I love my Kindle, and it's an old one, and I thought, and the battery's dying, and I thought, okay, I've got to be able to change it. So I looked online, and you can buy a Kindle battery, but then you have to, like, pry the whole thing apart and put the new one in, but I did it.
Mm.
I changed the battery in my Kindle.
Oh, yeah.
That's scary because it's like an electric device, you know what I mean? And it all worked totally normal when you put it back together.
Oh, yeah. That was like maybe 5 years ago, and it's still going strong.
I was
nice.
Just going to ask, like a whole new life then. That's awesome.
Amazing. All the reading.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You're listening to The Morning Mix at Night.
And that's what's important to remember.
A daily hour replay of The Morning Mix. Listen weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10 a.m. on today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
The minute that my left hand meets your waist, and then I watch your face, put my finger on your tongue, 'cause you're is for. Inside this place is warm. Outside is ice to pour. Coming down, one love to mouse. One love, one house. No shirt, no blouse. Just us, you find out. Nothing that we don't want to tell you about. No, no, no. Cause it's too cold for you here and now. So let me hold both your hands in the holes of my sweater. Cold for you here and now. So let me hold both your hands in the holes of my sweater.
At night.
Is this healthy?
Weeknights 11 to midnight on today's Variety 101.9 The Mix.
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby. West to the sand. All we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing it's on, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morn till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? But there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I made my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here. Don't wash up in Austin. Hell of a bluff. You had me believing. How many months did you plan on leaving? What happened? Bad habits. You go back, go back. I loved you, how tragic. Oh, did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? But there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your
The Mix is sending you to Mars.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars on The Mix.
Believe me, just watch.
The Mix, really big concert.
concert fix.
Jets you to Vegas for Bruno Mars at Dolby Live at Park MGM.
See Bruno Mars live in Vegas on December 18th. Win it on our free Mix app.
How do I win?
Win your shot every hour.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
7:20 a.m. to 4:20 p.m.
This is exciting.
Get your Bruno Mars concert codes at 20 after each hour.
Enter the codes on our free Mix app for your chance to see Bruno live in Vegas for Christmas.
Hashtag blessed.
For a bonus chance to win, just register now and listen on our free Mix app.
Get it right now in the Apple App Store or Google Play.
This is so crazy.
The Mix Really Big Concert Fix.
Starring Bruno Mars live in Vegas for Christmas.
Hey, this is Bruno Mars wishing you happy holidays.
From today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
The Mix New Music Club is brought to you by ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. When something stops working in your home, don't stress. Call ABC Plumbing, putting people first for over 70 years. Available 24/7 and same-day appointments offered. Trust ABC and consider it
Wesley
done.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment, coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax, they know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy, don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, the Settlement Specialists, LLC, is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention, former childhood residents of juvenile detention centers in Illinois. If you were housed at any juvenile detention center in Illinois and were a victim of sexual abuse, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. If you were born after July 24th, 1983, now is the time to come forward to seek justice and a financial settlement. Call 800-970-3629. Illinois Department of Juvenile Justice faced complaints about rampant sexual abuse for decades and failed to protect youth inmates in these facilities. If you were housed at an Illinois youth facility at any time and were subjected to any sexual misconduct from staff members, you may be entitled to substantial cash compensation. Call our Illinois Juvenile Detention Helpline now at 800-970-3629. The deadline to file a claim may be close. Call now to get the justice, closure, and the financial settlement you deserve. Even if it was two decades ago, call our Juvenile Detention Sexual Abuse Helpline right now at 800-970-3629. 800-970-3629. 800-970-3629.
Today's Variety starts now.
Here we go.
On 101.9 The Mix.
It can't be said I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me to live a lie. To go to bed before the daylight. But then you just wanna wake up.
Chris and Nikki from the Morning Mix. And of course, you're used to hearing us in the morning, but guess what? Here we are at night.
It's like the nightmare you can't wake up from.
That's right. Right now, it's happening. It's the Morning Mix Daily Replay on the Mix.
Partners that used the pickup line, and it totally worked. Nikki and Joel didn't really have a pickup line. It was more like, you're late, jackass, because you were his boss at a radio station.
Yeah. We had that. We just like, we ripped on each other, flirting.
Right.
That was the whole thing. And finally, the professor who ran the radio station was like, can you guys just get this over with? We're like, we're all tired of being subjected.
So come down to the front of the class.
What?
Yeah. I asked a buddy to introduce me to my wife. I saw her across the room and I was like, hey man, you know her? He's like, yeah. I said, can you introduce us? And he's like, no. And then I turned to my other buddy. I'm like, you know her, right? He's like, yeah. Can you introduce us? He's like, yeah, sure. And then Whip, you met your wife at, you were working an event.
Yeah, I was working an event.
For a radio station.
Yeah. And then she came by and like filled out an entry blank for a CD, I think. And then, she was working at a coffee place. And then me and the me and the promotions guy. The promotions guy and I, later on said, maybe we should go to that coffee place. Cause I think she had offered me a free coffee or something.
Right.
Hey, let's go take her up on that.
Yeah, all right.
There you go. But there's no pickup lines involved.
No, none of us. I never really had pickup lines that I used.
Yeah.
But apparently they work, and apparently they work very, very well. Like with Tina, your partner used a pickup line, Tina?
He did. Well, we were already on our first date, and I was really nervous. And he went to hold my hand, and I made a face because his hands were all hard, and he says, don't mind the calluses, I work out.
Yeah. I'm a man. And right then you were like, oh, this is a man.
Yeah.
And then you said, let's swing my...
11 years later.
11 years later, and have you given him any moisturizer since?
What?
Do you give him any moisturizer for those hands?
Oh, my gosh. So our second date, I'm walking up the stairs. No, our third date, I'm walking up the stairs, and he's doing pull-ups in the doorway.
Oh my gosh, I get it.
Don't mind me. This is just what I do.
Yeah, don't worry. Now, Tina, after you got, you're married now?
No, he hasn't asked yet, but.
Okay,
we
so he
hasn't. We are married.
Okay, and is he still working out all the time?
No.
No. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Did he kind of lax on the working out? Interesting. All right, so he was even so far as to be doing pull up. Hey, babe, what's going on?
Yeah.
Let me get 99. 100. All right, cool. Like, wait, what?
Then you fall in love and those hands become soft as a baby's body.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I noticed you haven't been working out since you were showing me all these workouts. And Tammy, boy, your partner hit you with a great pickup line.
Yeah, he did. While we were dating, he was studying, like, he has an English degree. So, but he was, like, working as, like, a banker and he was studying for a test. So, like, we had recently started dating, so he was being utterly romantic, and like every other date he would write me like a little poem or something.
Oh.
And yeah, kind of cheesy, and he still does it to this day.
Oh.
But, like, one of the poems, or, like, he's like, oh, my God, I got to study those tests. I'm like, well, like, we cannot go out tonight. We can go out. And he's like, no, it's fine. And then, like, as we're leaving, he, like, slips the poem in my pocket because that's what he would always do. He'd, like, you know, give me a kiss and put the poem in my hand and then, you know, drop me off.
Oh, my God.
And I read the law, and I'm reading the poem, and the last thing is he's just talking about how great a time he's having, but he's like, and you're ruining my life in the most wonderful way because I've been taking a lot of time from his studying. And I'm just like, my heart and my jaw dropped at the same time. I'm like, oh God, I'm going to marry this man.
You are ruining my life in the most wonderful way. Wow. And you became just a puddle of love.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Oh. Now, may I ask, did he ruin your life? In the most wonderful really. Way.
She didn't know how to answer that. Yeah. Yeah. So, is this a trick question?
Yeah. No. Okay. So you're ruining my life in the most wonderful way. That's a very nice pickup line. Ari, good morning.
Good morning.
The partner pickup line. Now, this was done online?
Yeah, a classic Instagram DM. He split in and said, nice house.
And that didn't creep you out at all. There was no creep factor on, hey, nice house. What? I don't know you.
It was a little before and after of my parents flipping a house. But now 3 years later, we are engaged.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
And when is the wedding?
In June.
In June. What day?
June 7th.
We're June 21st. I wondered if we were going to have a nice party together.
Congrats.
That's wonderful. Yeah, congratulations.
Did you know him before he just randomly sent you a nice house message?
A distance acquaintance from high school, but, you know, I'm pretty old now, so I would say no, not really.
So he DMs you, hey, nice house. And then how do you reply? Yeah. Want to get dinner?
Yeah, you know, I think I was in a flirty stage of my life. So just started to chit-chat, and sure enough, yeah, rolled into some drinks.
Now, how long did you guys DM one another before actually meeting for drinks in real life?
I feel like it was only 3 days, because I was like, this is a random guy from high school. This is either going to be great or really horrible. So we just need to figure it out sooner or later.
Mm-hmm. I don't have time. Let's
go. Exactly. Yeah. Let's get this over with.
You're listening to The Morning Mix at Night.
We're sorry.
A daily hour replay of The Morning Mix. Listen weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10 a.m. on today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
I got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about. Because you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs. Crying because you weren't around. And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me. She's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs. Cause how could I ever love someone else? I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. Guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. You said forever, now I drive alone past your street. And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kind of feel sorry for them, cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving your street.
imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. 'Cause you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. 'Cause you said forever, now I drive alone past your street. Yeah, you said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
Whip's just gonna sleep here since the morning mix starts again at 5:30.
Great choice. Great choice.
Really good choice.
It's the morning mix at night on today's Variety 101.9 The Mix.
Judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not too different, and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me, little sucker. Just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice, and we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really.
Chris and Nikki from The Morning Mix, and we are interrupting your infinite scroll on TikTok and Instagram to let you know that you can hear what you missed this morning right now on The Mix.
We won't hurt your eyes.
Right now, it's The Morning Mix Daily Replay on The Mix.
All right, come on down.
Mix and match, it's an easy game for you. Mix and match, even has a theme song too. Who will you choose? Your head you'll scratch when you play Mix and Match.
Bald has come to play with today's Mix and Match. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Nicole, have you heard us play Mix and Match before?
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay, great. So you know the drill. I've got to fill in the blank. The three of us will write down our answers. Your job will be to pick one of us and match that answer.
Sounds fantastic.
All right. So, Nicole, if you've been listening, you know that the top 10 list of the world's sexiest bald men has been released. And for the first time ever, 4'10", New Jersey native Danny DeVito pops on the list, and he jumps right in at number 6. And so,
he's
Nikki,
the hottest,
right?
Oh, definitely.
Nikki, Whip, and myself, Chris, I'm asking the room. In my opinion, the sexiest bald celebrity is who? Write down your answer. Nikki says easy. Write down your answer and hold it up. Nicole, are you in a relationship?
Yes, married.
Is your partner bald?
I knew you were going to ask that. Balding.
Okay, great. Okay, great. Is the balding happening in the back or the front or both?
In the front.
Okay, great. So the hairline is just running toward the neck from the front to the back.
It is.
And how do you feel about bald men in general? Are you excited for your partner's baldness?
Oh, thrilled. Can't
really?
It's very sincere.
Are you buying him a lot of hats?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know what to say to that.
Whip is really doing the work here. Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, so we're trying to buy time, I think.
Yeah, we're buying time. I will tell you while we're waiting, really quick, Larry David is bald. I saw him this past weekend in Chicago. Yeah. He's got the bald top and at the Chicago Theater. And someone had a hat on who asked a question. And he's like, hey, before I even answer your question, take your hat off. Are you going bald? And the guy goes, yeah. And he takes his hat off and he was. He goes, you just own it. You just own it. Give me that hat. You don't even need to wear that hat
anymore.
Took
his hat?
So it's very
funny. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Giving bald men courage.
Yeah. Nicole? We have locked in our bald answers. Who do you want to match with today? Chris, Nikki, or Whip?
Let's go with Nikki.
Okay.
We share a name. We can share a thought.
You
Let's
can
go.
Do this. Boom. Hey, oh, by the way, Nicole, do you have a brother named Nick? No, because Nikki does. Isn't that weird? That's a little weird, right? As a fellow Nicole, it's like, what? Your mom and dad had one page of the big book of names? Jeez. All right, Nicole. I said to Nikki and Whip here, who is the sexiest bald celebrity? Did Nikki say Stanley Tucci, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, or Sir Ben Kingsley?
Those are all great.
Oh, jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dang, Nicole. I didn't think it was going to be that hard.
A lot of hot bald out there, guys. A lot of hot bald.
You're making me work here. Oh. All right. I'm going to go out on a limb with Stanley Tucci.
Final answer, the Tucci?
I suppose so.
Oh, man. This is hard.
That's a great answer.
That's a great answer.
It kind of made me rethink mine.
Oh, man. No, no,
you
Nicole.
Know, I'm thinking Whip's going to say The Rock.
I know. This is tough. This is a tough one.
You're all
man,
over the...
I am horrible at this game.
No, no Nicole, you're not. This is a tough one.
Nicole, who did I not say?
I don't even know at this point. You just tell me. Give me the answer.
I want you to try and guess. I kind of like this. So your options were Stanley Tucci, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, or Sir Ben Kingsley. You've gotten none right so far. So who did I say?
I know. So we have to go 3 for 3. I'm going to say that you said The Rock. No, Nikki said The Rock.
Hey!
Nikki said The Rock.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yep.
So you said, oh, God, Stanley Tucci.
There you go.
Oh, there it is.
And that leaves Whip with...
Ben Kingsley.
Gandhi himself.
Yeah.
That's right. There you go.
Stanley Tucci, I forget about him. He's
Come
hot.
Come on.
He's
Look, I'm a straight man, but I watch that guy and I'm like, I don't know how anybody can deny this guy. Mm. Look at him. Come on. It's a sexy bald man. Nicole, do you have a sexiest bald man that you like? A sexy bald aside from your husband?
Nobody even jumps out at me.
All right, well, it sounds like you're a couple of years away from being married to a sexy bald guy, so good for you.
Yeah, that's how I had the problem with also Ben Kingsley, because I couldn't think of anybody, and then I just Googled bald celebrities, and he was one of the ones that came up, and I didn't want to choose somebody so common, but then I think I ruined the whole game.
No,
is what
you
I'm
didn't
trying
at
to
all.
Say.
I think
Sorry,
you,
Nicole.
You brought it to life.
Yeah.
Nicole, we are going to send you the play-at-home game. You're going to get a pen, a blank piece of paper, and a bottle of Nair. Congratulations.
Aren't I lucky?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, congratulations.
You're listening to The Morning Mix at Night.
Hold on, folks. We're going deep.
A daily hour replay of The Morning Mix. Listen weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10 a.m. on today's variety, 101.9 The Mix.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay, Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
change your fortune. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Rolled up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One. Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need 30 more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 50. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Here comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
The morning mix at night.
Whatever you can throw in.
Whatever you got.
Weeknights 11 to midnight on today's Variety 101.9 The Mix.
Somebody said they saw you. The person you were kissing wasn't me. To myself, I don't wanna know. If you're playing me, keep it on the low. Cause my heart can't take it anymore. And if you're creeping, please don't let it show. Oh baby, I don't wanna know.
No.
If you creeping, just don't let me find out.
Oh,
get a hotel, never bring them to the house.
Oh, God.
She makes me laugh. I'm in the car, and I'm like, I hope I don't have to go to the bathroom because I'm going to pee in my pants.
The Midday Mix with Lisa.
I just love your show.
Hi, The Mix.
I once rode a roller coaster with you and stole an entire pizza for you.
Oh, my God, that was you?
Yeah.
Listen to Lisa all day while you work.
I just love the music.
Join the club, honey. Me too.
The Midday Mix with Lisa.
I love her.
Weekdays 10 to 2.
Dude, now you're talking.
On today's Variety.
That's my station, baby.
101.9 The Mix.
Refresh your space during Dutch Boy Days at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. With Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Are you single and ready to mingle this holiday season? Join Events and Adventures, the ultimate single social club. Our festive lineup is filled with exciting events just for singles like you. From holiday mixers to ugly sweater parties to jolly outdoor adventures, there are endless opportunities to connect and explore with other singles. Our unique approach to creating connections has helped countless singles find friendship, love, and lasting relationships. So why spend another holiday season alone when you can single all the way with us? Visit eventsandadventures.com to get started today. The countdown to 2025 has begun. Are you ready to fill this year with new friendships, thrilling experiences, and endless fun? Join Events and Adventures, the social club for singles looking to connect and create lasting memories together. From karaoke to bonfires to hibachi and international adventures, you'll have countless opportunities to meet new friends and even find that special someone. It's time you live a life you love with Events and Adventures. Visit eventsandadventures.com today to get started.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, the Settlement Specialist, LLC, is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention, former childhood residents of juvenile detention centers in Illinois. If you were housed at any juvenile detention center in Illinois and were a victim of sexual abuse, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. If you were born after July 24th, 1983, now is the time to come forward to seek justice and a financial settlement. Call 800-970-3629. Illinois Department of Juvenile Justice faced complaints about rampant sexual abuse for decades and failed to protect youth inmates in these facilities. If you were housed at an Illinois youth facility at any time and were subjected to any sexual misconduct from staff members, you may be entitled to substantial cash compensation. Call our Illinois Juvenile Detention Helpline now at 800-970-3629. The deadline to file a claim may be close. Call now to get the justice, closure, and the financial settlement you deserve. Even if it was two decades ago, call our Juvenile Detention Sexual Abuse Helpline right now at 800-970-3629. 800-970-3629. 800-970-3629.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love 2 turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid through November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Shop Dell Technologies' Black Friday event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Black Friday is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Mix Studio is powered by ComEd. Visit ComEd.com/clean.
Today's variety starts now.
Absolutely love the station.
On 101.9 The Mix.
This is Bruno Mars on The Mix.
Win your chance to see Bruno Mars live in Vegas on our free Mix app every hour, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
7:20 a.m. to 4:20 p.m.
Yes! WTMX FM and HD1 Skokie, Chicago. Today's variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go. Time. wanna give you all I've got. They say you know it, when you know it, I don't know.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your